Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Greetings, this is your friend Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I'm here to invite you to an extra special event that I am going to be hosting November 25th, entitled The Power of Silence. The Power of Silence is a silent overnight retreat where we'll be taking you from a constant state of chatter to a space of stillness, peace, quiet. Now, this retreat is open to everyone, whether you have ever been quiet in your life for 5 minutes or more, or you're a regular meditator and you understand the importance of going within. Either way, this is for you. It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, the perfect time for us to come together. We'll indulge in a sweat lodge, guided meditation, there'll be a yoga class the next day, nature walks, journaling sessions, and time for reflection and healing treatments such as reflexology from Brother Robert Pugh with Happy Feet. We'll also be featuring life coach Ade, who will be speaking to us about the power of silence on Friday evening. I mean, this event is really, really going to be beautiful. I look forward to meeting and greeting you all there. For more information, go to www.heretoinspire.info or call 866-529-9422. The Power of Silence, November 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. Take some time out for self. You deserve it. Peace.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get out of school.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move. Life Conversations, we dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
who you are. The question and the answer is not very far. The song of the sages, the knowledge of the ages is living where you reside. You have the key that unlocks the door to enter in that sacred place you haven't gone before. Where deep meets deep, soul to soul, feel that connection as the truth unfolds. I am.
About yourself. I am. I am who I am that I am. That's who I am. What does that mean? It means I am everything. I am one with the one. Do I just know that in my mind, or do I feel it in my soul? Do I vibrate that? Do I vibrate the I am-ness that I am? I am. I am. That's who I am. That's who you is. And that is not Ebonics. That's who you is. I am Charles Holt. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. Let's breathe in right now and just feel the I am-ness. Let's feel our God nature, our Godness, the truth of who we are. When God breathed life into you, when God inspired you to come forth, inspire the breath from within, that's who you are. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for being here. It's nice to see you, all of you in the chat room on the phone line. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today's topic is, what the bleep do you know about yourself? Some of you may already know there's a movie called What the Bleep. The bleep is, what the bleep do you know about yourself? before you come tell me what I need to do, what the bleep do you know about yourself, you know? But sometimes we got to ask our own self, what are you talking about? You tripping. What do you know about who you are? Do you really know who you are? Do you know what's going on? Is your mind, body, and spirit in harmony? Like when you're in the choir, there's a soprano aspect of you going to sleep while the altos are waiting for you to do your part. Are you in harmony with the universal laws of life? Are you in harmony with Mother Earth? Well, that's what today's topic is about, because it is about self-knowledge. It doesn't matter what we're told. It doesn't matter what we read. We can vibrate and resonate and preach and teach what we read and what we heard and how great a movie is, but ultimately it comes down, it comes back to self-knowledge. Today's show is about just reminding us, the fact that you're here, I already know the energy that's created for this show, for this conversation, and all the listeners on this path of self-understanding, self-awareness, self-acceptance, self-let it be, you know, because through the self-knowledge and the self-acceptance, we realize we're already perfect, we're already whole, we're already healthy, we're already complete, we realize there's nothing to fix. But because we are this physical plane where, you know, duality seems to be highlighted, and we're like looking at the duality, it's like, well, you know, I'm human in spirit. I don't know. I understand being spirit, but I don't understand being human. Or I understand being human, but I don't understand being spirit. People would even go as far as saying, yeah, I know, but I'm only human. Like, yes, I'm spiritual. I'm one with the one, but come on, at the end of the day, I'm only human. And your point? That's like saying, Yeah, I know my brain. I know I've got a powerful brain, but, you know, I have a left brain and a right brain. I mean, what can I say? Well, yes. When the left and the right brain come together, oh, my God, you create new worlds. You give birth to life. When the feminine and the masculine come together, the masculine, the right brain, the feminine, the left, okay, let's try that again. The feminine, the right brain, and the masculine, the left brain, when they come together, they create. That's still intellectual talk. But when we get that, you know, when we just sit and say, who am I? And just consciously just listen. And now allow the self, the you that you are, that people don't see, and you allow that you to talk to you. And that you remind you that you're much more than your personality. You're much more than your drama. You're much more than your emotions. You're much more than your job. And the journey of life, every one of us, we are right where we are. The journey of life is to remind us we're here to live out our fullness. And every everything that is happening to you right now, everything that is happening for you, I don't care if you call it painful, hard, difficult, stuck, joyful, blissful, right now, all of it is part of the curriculum for your life to remind you who you are. It's about that time to do an announcement. Or else. Or else. That's it. Or else. Good morning, my dear friend. How are you doing, Betty?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Doing fantastic on this wonderful, snowy, chilly day here in Salt Lake City. Well, it's not snowing yet, but it's about to. I can feel it.
Bless you.
Amen. Well, folks,
you had a great weekend?
I had a fabulous weekend. I got all my Thanksgiving shopping done. I beat the headache rush. You know, those last-minute folks who go do their Thanksgiving shopping the day before. That was me last year, not this year. I got it out of the way. So, no, actually, I don't have to wait that late. But anyway. So,
a chef. She likes to prepare. She's probably marinating the turkey right now. So, everybody, let's get ready. Let's celebrate Thanksgiving in Utah. We're going to take Utah over. Okay, who are these crazy, happy, joyful, passionate folks? They just come in and change our state. They'll be like, oh, yeah, you know, Betty, that, you know, that woman up there, she brought her friends over. Woo, Utah will be Utah. So, announcement, Betty, let's do the announcement so we keep this rolling and keep moving. And anything else you're feeling, Bob, it's feeling for you. For us, for yourself to share with us.
Okay, so for those of you who don't know it, Ade is turning over the announcements each day to me. Yay! Can I get a clap, Ade? I don't get a clap for that.
Don't be talking to me like that. Wait. No, shut up. What did you say? I didn't hear you. I wasn't listening. Say that again. What did you just say, Betty?
I said each day I'm making the announcements. You're turning them over to me. So I am now.
Yes, are you excited?
I am excited about making the announcement. So,
great. Yeah, I'm glad to hear it. Even the audience is listen to that.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Oh, you should have
really. Y'all can calm down. It's just an announcement. That's all. All right. You're gonna buy time sometimes. You know,
okay.
Do it over to you and do something else. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. So each day, folks, I will be announcing about our upcoming guest, new programming we may have coming to the show, and any changes that we will be making to Live Conversations Radio. And you're going to see as the new year comes, we're going to be making plenty of those. But we do have a new format and the change that we're making starting today. So starting today, we have a new format as to how we're going to be taking your questions. We will no longer be taking questions that are posted in the chat room. To ask a life coach Ade a question or to ask a guest a question, you will need to go to the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook and post a question there. Now, during the show, we are on that page. So any question that is posted on that page, we will immediately see, and we will respond to that accordingly. Now, if you do not do the Facebook thing, you would then need to go to our radio website, which is lifeconversationsmedia.com, and you will click on the Ask Life Coach Ade tab and then send your question that way. Now, this is a good way to send a question if you want to remain anonymous and you just want to use just your first name. And so that would be a great way to do it. So once again, questions will now be answered via one of those two outlets, the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook. And as I'm in the chat room, I will periodically, as I've already done, post a link to that page so that you can immediately be sent there. And once again, on the LifeConversationsMedia.com website under the Ask Life Coach Ade tab. Now, of course, the best way is always to just punch one on your keypad if you're on the phone. So having said all of that, tomorrow we have a wonderful guest joining Life Coach Ade. Her name is Tiffany Campbell. She is a certified yoga instructor, and she will be sharing with you how to use yoga to activate your creativity and get those juices flowing. So that's going to be a great show tomorrow. Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving, is a special show. Here it's going to be a show about gratitude and expressing your gratitude for just about anything you want to say that you're thankful for. So we're hoping that you join our universal family on Wednesday and join us at our table here at Life Conversations and tell us what you are grateful for, what you're thankful for. Is there something about the show you would like to express gratitude for, or a friend, or anything? Share it with us. If you don't feel like calling in and sharing, please go once again to the Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook or Ask Life Coach Ade on our website, our radio website, and post your questions, your comments there about what you're grateful for, and we will gladly read them for you on the air. So I hope you really can join us for that special time. Now, Thursday, we won't be broadcasting any shows. So if you are the type who have a hard time going a day without a day, here's why I like to pose to you. After you fed your body, go to our radio website. Once again, that's liveconversationsmedia.com. Click on the guest tab. A sub tab will drop down that says past guest. You then can click on any photo of your favorite past guest and re-listen to that show. Now, you not only have fed your body, you will now be feeding your soul. So if you can't go a day without a day, you don't have to. And you also have your favorite guest there with you, too. Now, we are going to end this month with four sensational women. Starting Monday, Margaret Paul of Inner Bonding. Starting Tuesday, Kim Winsley of Intuitive Consultant. Both these ladies you can find out about on our radio website under upcoming guests. And then every last Wednesday of the month, we have two doses of our day with two sensational ladies. The first is 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Conscious Parenting with Michelle Brown Stafford, and then 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And these shows come on every last Wednesday of the month, and I have to say, beside my own show with Life Coach Ade, which is, what is it, Spiritual Tag Team? Yeah, Spiritual Tag Team. I haven't done it so long, I forget. Spiritual Tag Team, that these are two sensational shows. So if you are a parent out there or know someone who is or helping someone raise a kid, then Conscious Parenting is a wonderful show to listen to. And if you want to hear the beat of your ancestral drums, then you don't want to miss Ancestral Blueprints, which follows. So there you have it, folks. Unfortunately, I won't be able to stay with you today. I know it's tough.
Aww,
but
please don't leave, buddy. Please don't leave.
But I will be back, same bat place, same bat time tomorrow here in the chat group. So take it away, Life Coach Ade.
Thank you, Betty. You did the announcement so well. I mean, you're like a professional announcer. You just give it very slow and very specific, and it's just like I feel like I could flow with you. I should have had you done the announcement all this time, but thank you, Betty, for all you do. I appreciate you, my friend. Thank you. Yes, indeed, you are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and today's topic is, what the bleep do you know about yourself? And I'm trying to figure it out. I have a guest who's going to be joining me real soon. Her guest is, ladies and gentlemen, Aisha Darby. Aisha's going to be like, on Oprah, some of the, Chris Rock, Celine Dion, Michael, what's the other guy's name? The one in,
I know you guys are telling me. The guy, I can't even think. But anyway, they always talk about how many times they've been on Oprah. I think Aisha is coming to the show like, to say, well, I've been on Life Conversations Radio so many times. But anyway, she's going to be joining us. We're going to be talking about the sound of silence, the power. As we talk, the topic is, what the bleep do you know about yourself? And to know ourselves, to understand ourselves, to know what is really going on, we've got to shut it all up and go deep down within. Because in the external world, there's a lot going on. And the whole, the idea, the intention for shows that we bring to you is to help you be in harmony with yourself, with your life, with the earth, with the universal principles. We're all here to deliver our gifts. And the best way to do that is to make sure you're in alignment, your body, your mind, your spirit are all in alignment. If you judge your body from feeling a certain kind of way, then you're out of alignment with your mind. You use your mind to criticize your body. But you know what? Your body is only following what's going on in the mind. So if your body is going through changes, work with the mind. And the spirit is telling you, I am. I am your Christ self. I am the God self. I am that I am. I am that power that goes beyond all power. And no matter how long, how many years you live on this planet, you can never use me up. I am the source that is always resourcing you. I am right here. So the idea is to get us to remember who we really are when challenges are happening, when we're losing friends, when we're in an argument, when relationship is breaking up, to be in harmony with ourselves and recognize, whoa, this is painful. Damn, this is on my nerves. You know, there's people like that. You're like, you get on my nerves. Well, that's good. Because obviously if you have to go, you get on my damn ass nerve, it's because that's one nerve that is still activated and doesn't know who it is. That nerve is still tripping. That nerve believes in pain and frustration and anger. So when someone gets on it and step on it and push your button, take a breath and allow yourself to say, ooh, I still got something I need to activate here. And there's something I need to activate, the godness. What the bleep do you know about yourself? Everything that you're going through right now is simply a reminder of who you are. Everything. So when you think of yourself as mind, body, spirit, you could even go as far as say mind, body, spirit, emotions. Today, I'm standing for you redefining yourself. And the number is 347-426-3346. I am standing for you redefining yourself. That today, you're just going to commit, just today, that when you feel something that feels uncomfortable, you will surrender and you will never label it as a negative feeling, a negative emotion. You just say, okay, this feeling, I don't know what this feeling is trying to tell me. You can say it feels uncomfortable. I'm standing for you not labeling negative. Oh, it's because I have low self-esteem. Oh, it's because I don't like myself. Oh, I don't love. No. Today, right now, change the meaning you gave your emotions. Change it to give it a label that empowers you. Now, if you can't think of a label that empowers you, don't give it any label. Because the minute you put a label on something or someone, you start responding to that something or that someone based on the label you've given them. I was reading an article one time. I was so into the article, I remember saying, oh, my God, this is a great article. I was like, "Ooh, this is good." And then I found out who wrote it, and then issues start coming up. I start having a judgment about an article. A few seconds ago, it was inspiring me. But once I found out who it was, it's like, But that's just the mind. That's just the mind, because the article was and still is just as powerful as it was before I knew who wrote it. Now, my judgment of the author of the article kicked in, and it colored my view. And sometimes we just need to be still and say, well, now when you're judging, when you're critical of yourself or someone, just be aware of what's going on. In the movie, it talks about, you know, Christianity, or religion, actually, not Christianity, religion and science coming together. Yes! I mean, it's been out a long time ago, and there's so many other movies that come out, The Awakening, The Secret, you name it. But even those are just a tip of the iceberg, because you are walking. You are the walking expression of God. So what does that mean? Now, here's the question. What is your definition of God? What is your understanding of God? What the bleep do you know about God? Does God love you? Do you feel that God likes you? Do you feel and think if you say some things, God is going to hold it against you? Get real with yourself. You don't have to tell me, because ultimately our life, how it shows up, is simply what you look at your life right now, wherever you are, good, bad, or indifferent. Your life is a reflection of your understanding of God. I'm still here. I just wanted to marinate. That's all. I'm here. Your life is a reflection of your understanding of God. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We're taking your calls. We're taking your questions. And if you go to Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, is where we take some questions in the chat room. Well, questions in the chat room. Questions that used to be in the chat room, we now take them on Facebook. Ask Life Coach Ade. And if you're hearing that for the first time, just type in Ask Life Coach Ade. And basically, all you got to do is like it and put your question there. I'm looking at it. It makes it easier for me as well, especially when Betty's not here. So I can always go there and try, rather than scroll through the chat room. But back to the question, what is your understanding of God? Not your intellectual understanding. What do you feel about God? Do you feel that God always answers your prayer? Do you feel that God sometimes says, no, not right now. I don't think you deserve that yet. Healing happens when you let in the light. You let in the light by speaking the truth. You speak the truth by acknowledging what is. When you acknowledge what is, you say, that's what's happening. When you acknowledge what is, that is your truth. When you acknowledge your truth, you let in the light. When you let in the light, you are enlightened. When you are enlightened and you shine the light on what is really going on behind the scenes, you can say, now I have a bigger picture. You are here to release your gift. It's a tricky thing. We live in the realm of humanity, in the realm of spirituality. So sometimes it's a struggle. Sometimes it's complicated. Sometimes it's hard. But the truth is, you are not your stuff. Now, sometimes we blame things and say, it's because of what I went through. Okay? We say, rather than blame, we say it's because of what happened when I was a child, is how my parents treated me, or what my ancestors did, or whatever the case may be, or I grew up in a foster care, or when my teacher wrote a bad report. Okay. All those are real and they're facts. But your soul chose all those experiences. And right now, if you can find the space and the place to listen to yourself. Now, what you're hearing me say, I'm inviting you to use as a trigger, an invitation to listen to what yourself. So when you say, I am, when Charles Holt says, I am, what does that mean for you? It's not about debate. It's not about quoting scriptures or books or this. We can all do that. Even a fool can teach truth. That's right. You send people who just you consider to be a fool. Even a drunk person can say something that smacks you across the face. But, you know, the most important thing about what we call truth, not this one truth, but your truth that sets you free, until you embody your truth, you will never be free. What the bleep do you know about yourself? Don't think about it. Listen. Listen, 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. What bleep do you know? What's going on right now? Where are you feeling challenged? A lot of people are feeling challenged right now. People are going through depression, pain, health challenge, financial challenge, and some folks are like, yeah, well, he's written that it's the end of time and the end of the day. Yeah, it's the end, all right. But you can't, when there is an end, there's always another, there's always a beginning. So you're right, the end is here, but you know what? Celebrate, because the beginning is just around the corner. There can't be death without birth. There can't be birth without death. 347-426-3346, we are taking your polls. Make sure you press on your keypad, and we're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a page on Facebook. Put your questions in there. I will address it. We're going to take a break in a minute, whenever that time is the time, because I don't know when it is. I feel it coming up, so don't even promise. Just keep talking, and then when it happens. Here are some questions when you think about who you are in God. Let me do this because it keeps coming back. Let me give you so I can just release it and let it go so I can focus. Charles Holt's website, Charles, H-O-L-T, his website is Charles Holt, his name, Productions. Holt is H-O-L-T, CharlesHoltProductions.com. It's the artist who brought us in with that wonderful song, I Am. We're going to take a break in a minute. I think so. I don't know. But we're going to bring up a guest. We're going to bring Reverend Michael doing his thing. Yes, Michael Bernard Beckwith doing his thing. Just recognizing this. I know who the bleep I am. I can be a rapping reverend if I choose to. I can do a push-up on the stage if I want to. I can be who I want to be. He represents what we really are and so much more. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And here's an opportunity for you. You're right here, right now, and you're, some of us are listening to this show, some of us, all of us that are united in spirit, us, some of us listen to this show as a reminder saying, yeah, so true. Oh, my God, I was just thinking that this morning. Wow. Some of us are saying, oh, I like this radio network. Wow, I need to come here often. I need to follow this radio network because I don't want to miss a show. Some of us are saying, this is why I don't go a day without Life Coach at A. And some of us are saying, yeah, I get it, I know it, but, I say, but, get your butt out of the way. And we are where we are, and even more joyful, even more more comforting is where you are is where you're supposed to be. It's nice to see Tony in the chat room. It's nice to see Kobe in the chat room. Kathleen, it's nice to see silent listeners. Kefra in the chat room. Nahali, joyful Pamela Joy. Teresa, to see Celeste in the phone line. Tanya is in the house and some other folks. My guest is here and I'm going to bring her up soon. It's going to be soon, but it's going to happen. We're taking your questions on Ask Life Coach at a page on Facebook, and we're also taking your calls 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Do you guys ever multitask sometimes, or you're doing so many things at once, you didn't even know what you said or what you're doing? I just had one of those moments. Like, what did I just say? But hopefully it made sense. It felt like it. What is your understanding of God? When you pray, do you think God says, you're not ready for that right now? And here's another one, especially those of us, the spiritual folks who are not religious, we're spiritual. I've said it before, so I can joyfully make fun of myself. And I always tell people, Religion is the study of love. Spirituality is the expression of love. You can study something, it means nothing until you express it. You can study something, it means nothing until you embody it. The young people go to college and they come out after 4 years or so and they're like, what you going to do? I don't know. What? You spent 4 years, all that money, and you don't know what the flip you're going to do? You need to go back to college and learn something about what to do with your life. Or just listen to LifeConversationsRadio.com. And yes, Ask Life Coach Ade here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. I think it's time to take a break. I can feel it. I hear my I just feel people behind me, like, you know, in the radio studio. They open the door. Take a break. Enough. Get out my beeswax. I run this joint. So all those people are just in my head. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I was saying something before that, but I can't remember what it was. So it's a good time to just take a holy breath right here. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. Let's take a holy breath right here. Let's see. Let's take a holy breath. Let's take a holy breath. Adventures in Paradise. Oh, Jesus. Come on now. Yeah. Let's take a holy breath together.
Take a breath. Take a holy breath right here.
Source.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy this show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Greetings, this is your friend Aisha with Here to Inspire, and I'm here to invite you to an extra special event that I am going to be hosting November 25th entitled The Power of Silence. The Power of Silence is a silent overnight retreat where we'll be taking you from a constant state of chatter, 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 chatter to a space of stillness, peace, quiet. Now, this retreat is open to everyone, whether you have ever been quiet in your life for 5 minutes or more, or you're a regular meditator and you understand the importance of going within. Either way, this is for you. It's going to be the day after Thanksgiving, the perfect time for us to come together. We'll indulge in a sweat lodge, guided meditation. There'll be a yoga class the next day, nature walks, journaling sessions, and time for reflection and healing treatments such as reflexology from Brother Robert Pugh with Happy Feet. We'll also be featuring Life Coach Ade, who will be speaking to us about the power of silence on Friday evening. I mean, this event is really, really going to be beautiful. I look forward to meeting and greeting you all there. For more information, go to www.heretoinspire.info or call 866-529-9422. The Power of Silence, November 25th at 7 o'clock p.m. Take some time out for self. You deserve it. Peace.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You will not be the same once you listen to 1 second of this show. Yes, 1 second will change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Mm-hmm. We're taking this wonderful adventure in paradise, and I am taking you with me. Take the holy breath right here. Don't do it. Take a breath. Don't do it. Let me bring Aisha real quick before I start, you know, ruining that music for folks. Because I do it anyway. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. We ask that you share the show with your friends, your coworkers, people you want to get to know, people you just have a way of, your healing angels, your enemies, because you really don't have one. But share the show with them, share the link. We ask that you click the like button so that it can post on your social network, well, particularly Facebook. And, other ways, text it, shout it, scream it, I don't care, dance it, and make a song out of it. If it's good enough, send it to us, and we might even use it. But anyway, but just as important, make sure you follow the show. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Check out our website LifeConversationsMedia.com, LifeConversationsMedia.com. The sound of silence is what we're talking about. Knowing who you are, checking in and asking yourself, what is my understanding of God? How do I see God? Do I see God as punishing, or do I see God taking notes but still loves me? Are you conflicted in your understanding of God? We're asking, what the bleep do you know? Because self-knowledge is the most important knowledge. How do you know what you know? Who taught you? Who told you that? Here's one. Can you trust yourself when it comes to making important decisions about your life? Can you trust yourself? Don't answer that right now, because we want to take you deep down. And I want to bring my beautiful guest who just through her energy and vibration will just take you to that place. Take a holy breath right here. Aisha, how are you doing, my friends?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
Ooh, Lord, I don't have words. I am just, I'm on fire. I'm wonderful.
You feel
I'm
like
excited.
You're fire today.
I am. I am so grateful for the opportunity to share, to teach, and have people be here. We have people in the chat room, and just what we're doing here, Life Conversations Radio. And, you know, I was just thinking as I was bringing you on, or actually during the break, when Mariana came in, she said, she's in the chat room, she's listening online right now. She said, oh, I've been here all along, I forgot to log in. But I'm just so grateful to see what is created, the community, knowing that Life Conversations Radio is more than just something that happens between 12 and 1:30 p.m. Eastern. But people are connecting through the show on Facebook and becoming friends and communicating with one another and supporting one another. I mean, to say I'm grateful for that doesn't even, I mean, I can't find a word to describe that feeling. So I'll just say I am. And Aisha, 1 second, just before I go on, before I forget, because I'm in this moment, if you want to find out more about Reverend Michael and Michael Bernard Beckwith and his new CD, they have it, you can get it online, then you can get it on iTunes as well. You can go to agapelive.com, agapelive.com, and they had India Arie this weekend. Oh, my God. I've always loved India Arie, but I am totally, completely in loving her right about now. Man, that sister is something else. But anyway, I digress. but I must express. Aisha, how have you been? How was your weekend? How are you doing? How are you being?
I'm doing great right now. My weekend was wonderful. I massaged several people. I do massage, so that was, it's always nice when I'm giving of myself. And I move into service. It's a great way to take your mind off of your own crap that you might have going on to actually serve someone else and not only heal them, but receive the exchange of energy, to receive the gratitude back, because they're always so grateful at the end of a treatment. So my weekend was pretty much consumed with that for the most part, and watching the leaves fall. I've done a lot of that. I'm doing that now.
Now I hear you. You talk about giving yourself, you know, even in the context of what do you know about yourself? It's when we start asking ourselves deeper questions, powerful questions. What do I have to give? What do I have to offer? And, you know, sometimes we're always looking at, what do I need to buy? What do I need to save money for to get be part of this world? They call it Black Friday, but the power of silence, the retreat that you're putting together, the sound of silence is reminding us, and it all ties in to really getting to fall in love with self. So tell us a little bit about the sound of silence, the retreat.
First of all, I was moved to do the retreat because I know after Thanksgiving, just my family in particular, either it's an all-nighter because they're staying up until 4 in the morning to run out on Black Friday and do all this shopping, most of them probably shouldn't be doing in the first place, or it's spent just kind of lying around anyway because we've gorged and ate all this stuff and still eating it for the next couple of days, so we're rubbing our bellies and rubbing our feet together. A lot of people have that day off. So it just just hit me that it would be a perfect day to gather folks later on that evening. For those that will be shopping and waking up early, it will be in the evening time. So that would be a perfect way to introduce people to the benefits of silence. I personally have had a lot of transition in my life over the last year, which I'm very thankful for because I created everything that has taken place. And there would be many answers to, you know, challenges that might come up. Life is life. So, you know, sometimes you're going to walk down the road and there might be a bump or two that's there, but you have to continue down your path. And since I've been in my new space, I've learned to embrace silence that much more. I don't have a television. I very rarely listen to the radio. I have lots of silence around me, and the environment is very serene. So I found for myself personally that when I took enough time just to sit still and, you know, just let the thoughts come and go, let them come and go, not reflecting on anything in particular, that a lot of answers were being delivered to me during that time. But I had to quiet the chaos, quiet all of the chatter, the monkey mind that was taking place all the time. How am I going to do this? What time am I going to do that? Well, when am I going to wear this? And, well, I wonder if such and such is going to call, you know, all kinds of crap that we just have going on in our minds. That it's going on all the time. Most of us don't remember what we dream about or what's happening when we're sleeping. And I'm sure it's taking place there, too, in our dream space. So just being able to take my mind from 100 miles an hour down to 7 has benefited my life in a major way. And I wanted to share this with other people, you know, people that have had awareness of it or people that have never been quiet before. There are some people that can't be quiet for 5 minutes or 10. It's a challenge for them. So I thought this is a great opportunity to start practicing that and get some people to go within and get some answers to some questions and help through these times right now. Because people, like you said, a lot of people are experiencing, turbulence and challenges right now. So I just want to help equip people with some tools that have worked for me and others that I know to help them get through the days.
You know, you said, you know, some people can't be quiet for a while. It's interesting, you know. I hear people talk about, you know, when I sit down, there's so many thoughts going on in my head, so I can't meditate. And it's like, but the whole idea, if you've never done it before, at the fact that you're hearing all those thoughts, the fact that everything is coming up for you, that's the gift. Because the thought that you're hearing, all the things that you're hearing were things that you weren't paying attention to or that you were being distracted from.
Right.
And the beauty of being just getting still and just listening to self, where you get so still and you allow yourself to just watch the thoughts. You don't attach yourself to it. Just like a cloud. Okay, so you're thinking, oh, I can't stand my boss. Oh, I'm going to be late for work. Oh, I need some money to pay this bill. But you just allow yourself to become still to a point where you're not distracted by it anymore. So much so, you're not even sure if you were meditating or sleeping because that things get so quiet that you don't know what time it is. And nowadays, there's a lot of noise going on. A lot of noise going in the external world. And to give ourselves the gift of silence, because everything happens in that quiet place, in that quiet space. And with the retreat, you know, there's going to be things like, Sweat Lodge and different things going to happen, especially for those who are in Atlanta or people who want to come from wherever they are and they're booking their flight right now. Go ahead.
I love it. Yes, we're going to do guided meditation. Different meditation exercises. Just because there's more than one way to meditate. A lot of people get caught up in the I have to sit down, I have to sit lotus position, I have to do an om, or I have to have a candle burning. No, that's not true. There are several different types of meditations. There are walking meditations. There are meditations where you're just staring at a candle and watching the flicker. There can be smiling meditations where the entire time you're smiling and just holding that the smile in. Then there are just the times of being just still. So we're going to do different types of meditations to help get you just some different techniques out there, because different things work for different times and for different people. We'll also do a yoga class, a gentle introductory yoga class for those that might not do yoga all the time. There'll be reflective time. We'll have a journaling session because we'll be sitting in silence. Lots of things will be coming up for you, lots of answers, lots of questions. And journaling is really important. One, it helps clear out the mind. It's almost like you have to clean out that vacuum cleaner bag every now and again. You know, it empties it out and allows more stuff to be accumulated there in the cleanup. Mm. So we'll have take some time out for journaling, and then later on in the day, after our nature walks, we'll also have time for reflective time, whatever you want to do. You can receive a massage treatment. I'll be massaging. Brother Robert will be providing reflexology treatment. Yourself, Ade, will be there offering coaching sessions for people that want to have private coaching. So really this whole 24-hour, it's a little less than 24 hours, 22-hour period is about you. And just reconnecting with self. In addition to that, we'll be having an eclipse that night, November 25th. And eclipses are great times for revealing things. You know, revealing things to ourselves, or things will be revealed to us that we may have known about, may not have known about, but just to help us move forward in life. So it's going to be a real powerful time energetically as well on November 25th. So I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. Your topic is, what the bleep do you know about yourself? And, you know, you may be feeling that I would like to be there. That's something that I need. Well, there's many answers to that. Where the first answer that I'm going to say is, create one, host one, and we'll come over there. Now, the broader answer is, that time that we're going to be there, you can choose to just be in your own solitude and say, okay, I'm not going to go running around. What time is it again? You can tune in energetically. But if that doesn't work for you, because, you know, it's not good to be there in spirit, but there's something about when you have your body there. So
yeah,
you can host the event, and we'll be more than happy to come over there, wherever there is, and guide you, support you. And it's, you know, I always think of times when I wake up in the morning, when just as I'm waking up, just at the moment, even before I open my eyes, maybe something I was dealing with the day before, I start to get insights or how to go about something. Sometimes it's a show. I mean, just what I call the space between half awake, half asleep. And on that moment where, you know, the brain is not distracted by a lot of, doesn't have a lot of stuff going on. It said again,
I said it's called a sweep, right between awake and asleep.
A sweep. Yeah. I like that. That's right. And I get so much. I get inspiration. I get clear something that I was maybe struggling with. And can you imagine doing that consciously? Now, not that one is better than the other, but really when you think about when you could talk about the brain waves. I'm not an expert on that. When you talk about the delta, the theta state, and the mother state, but I'm not an expert. We're actually going to have a guest come in December, and we're going to talk more about that. But what happens a different brain wave and how we can create, how you use meditation. Actually, meditation helps you to change the brain wave, and you can really just get to a place where you're so still that you can taste God, that you can feel God and smell God, that you just feel like, oh, I hear God speak to me, because God speaks to you all the time. The question is, are you listening? Are you being still? 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. If you have any questions, if you're listening online, go to our Ask Life Coach Ade page on Facebook, and we will take your questions, or you can call in the number 347-426-3346. And if you think, well, I've got a question, but I don't want to call in, you should call in. No, I don't know if I should ask that question. You should. If you're contradicting yourself, that's the God in you saying, go ahead and do it now. Do it now. You cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created it.
Can I just say this really quickly, too?
Sure, certainly. Go ahead.
Sitting still, and I just want to share this little story about, I went into a meditation that turned into a nap. And I woke up from the nap. One of my famous meditations. But anyway, I woke up from the nap, somewhat frantic, like, oh my God, it's 3:30, it's 4 o'clock, I gotta go. I gotta go. Really having no agenda, though, no major place to go, but woke up with this sense of urgency, like, I gotta hurry up and go before traffic starts, and I don't want to get caught up in that marketplace, blah, blah, blah. I know how it is at 5 o'clock, I gotta go. So I rush out of here, rush, get in the car, jump on the highway, only to stop. So I had two opportunities to get off the highway. I still chose to stay on the highway. I saw people riding the Meridian and taking an alternate route, creating another route to not be caught in that traffic. But I thought, oh, no, it'll just be quick. You know, I'll be patient. This will be me exercising patience. So I get a little further on the highway, and the traffic just completely stops. I mean stops to where everyone's engine is off. People are walking up and down the highway. It's completely stopped for over an hour. I'm sitting in this place. Now, normally this trip would have taken me 5 minutes to get from where I was to where I was going. But this five-minute trip turned into over an hour. Finally, it gets moving again, and I get to where I was going and completely forgot why I was even coming out in the first place, which was amazing to me. But sitting there on the highway, instead of getting upset, you know, I turned the radio off and I took the opportunity to observe stillness. And so much came to me during that time while I was sitting on the parking lot, sitting on the highway, rushing to. So I still got there, got to the destination, kind of moseyed around for about 30 or 40 minutes, and then ended up turning around and leaving to go to the airport to pick up a friend. And I was there, you know, our plane was supposed to land at a certain time, 7, you know, an hour passes by, nothing. I call the automated system, it's down, so I don't know if the plane's landed or not. So I'm just there, you know, just kind of waiting. I don't want to leave. Her battery's dead on her phone. You know, just everything you could think of, every communication faux pas you could think of was taking place this evening. So, again, I was placed in a space where I had to be still. And wait again. And so many of us, especially with monkey mind or just that sense of, I got to go, I always have to be doing something, I have to be doing something, don't realize that being still is still doing something. I could have done all of that in the comfort and privacy of my own home. But for whatever reason, I needed to have my stillness in the public eye and out and about. So being still is doing something, you know, there's no guilt around it, and we'll beat ourselves up like, oh, I'm being lazy, I need to be doing this, I need to be doing that, when right where you are is where you are supposed to be in that moment and at all times. And just remembering that when our mind starts lying to us and telling us one thing, because it's caught up in the matrix too, you know.
That's
so it's just responses to the program.
So on point, yes. You talk about getting caught up in the matrix, that we're already part of it. We can't talk about other people that are in the matrix. We are part of the matrix. If you can see it, if you spot it, you got it. So if we recognize that part of what we're living out is information and agreements that we've made with our parents, our society, our religious institution, that's not even true for us anymore. But it's part of it's a habit. So sometimes we've got to do our inner work and get still so it can be flushed out. You know, some of us want things in our life to change, but we want to stay the same. We say, yeah, I've listened to this, I've read that book, I've done that, but things are not changing. Well, have you changed? Have you changed how you're looking at your life? Have you changed how you're looking at yourself? Have you changed how you're looking at your past? Have you changed how you're looking at where you are? Or are you just on this quest? You've got to do it right now. Change your world, and the world will take care of itself.
Ade, your phone keeps going in and out.
Oh, really? I don't know what's going on.
No, I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me now?
Now I can hear you.
You can hear me? Okay,
now
good.
I cannot.
Okay, good. All right, so let's do this. We have a question, question or comment on the phone line. We've got a question in the chat room. Here's a question for us, Aisha. Mariana said, what if we have lost all dreams and hopes? How in the world do we begin to start all over? I look inside and I see or feel nothing. Exclamation marks, three of those. So, Aisha, someone says to you, what if I've lost all dreams and hopes? How in the world am I supposed to get it back? I look inside, you say go inside, you say be still, but I feel and see nothing. Now what, Aisha, life coach Ade?
For me, it's releasing the need or the expectation of seeing something. In your meditation, you might not see anything physical.
Explain that, because that sounds powerful, but just break that down.
We're thinking sometimes, especially when I first started meditating, that a certain image had to come or an aha moment or I'm going to see sunlight cracking from behind the clouds, and that was going to be like an answer to what my meditation may be. Sometimes what you might be looking for or searching for is not going to come until after the meditation is done. The purpose of the meditation is to just quiet and still the mind. So as those thoughts that are coming, us sitting and looking for things during the meditation is still chatter in the mind. So as opposed to analyzing the chatter, a really great example that I learned in The Journey of Awakening, which is that book by Ram Dass about meditation and a great intro to meditation, is as thoughts come, visualize them as leaves or lily pads on a pond or on a river. A river is constantly moving, constantly flowing in the direction that it's flowing in. So as opposed to picking up the leaf or the lily pad, analyzing it, putting it in your pocket, tasting it, doing all of those things with it, we just observe it. We just let it pass. We let it come, we let it go. Same thing with your thoughts. So I would start with losing the expectation of physically experiencing or seeing one particular thing. Because, again, it could come to you later on in the day while you're cooking in your kitchen. It could come to you in the car. The looking to just focus more on quieting the mind, clearing out some of the excess clutter, and then you will create more room on your mind's plate to be able to serve up the answer that you're looking for.
And, you know, when I look at Mariana's question, she also said she sent another comment, but I'll read that in a minute. That whole thing, you said, when you look inside and see and feel nothing. As a matter of fact, that could be a good thing. Because you want to get to a place where you see and feel nothing and just let that no thing become something. You're that place where you see, so, you know, you can be in that place. But I understand that what you're saying is, well, what if we, meaning you, lost all dreams and hope? So here's the thing. You came here to deliver your gift. Your dreams can never be lost. They have a certain vibration, and because of what's going on in your world, you may be vibrating at a different vibration. So if you feel like it's lost, it's because you're not in vibration alignment with it. So maybe you got caught up doing other things that you think you should do or must do, obligated to do, that you forgot about you. So now when you come back and say, I am important, I deserve the best, I am here for a reason, damn it, I'm going to live my life. Then suddenly you're saying, but what are my dreams? What are my aspirations? What am I passionate about? No, that's fine, because you're actually at a better place. You're in a better place than when you were clueless. Now you're at least saying, you're asking the question. So let your dreams reveal themselves to you. As Aisha said, drop the expectations. Just say, okay, I don't know what my dreams are. I don't know what I'm passionate about. I don't know what I'm here to do. I know they say everybody has a purpose. I don't know what mine is. Okay, fine. Let's just say that one time and let it go. Now, in your quiet time, in your solitude, in your reflection, in your contemplative moments when you're just thinking about life. You can silently say, God, what am I here to do? Universe, what are my gifts? Why am I here? Please reveal it to me. Creator, I want to serve humanity. Reveal what to do to me. What is seeking to be birthed? So there's so many questions you can ask ourselves, that you can ask yourself. Now, you add another comment. Miranda said, when I try to meditate, I fall asleep. Now, let's talk about that. Aisha and I laugh about that. You know, because now she can't even tell me she meditates without us laughing.
That's a form of meditation,
sometimes
too, remember.
Sometimes it makes me nap. And she said, I'll call you back when I finish meditating. She said, oh, yeah, okay, well, I'll call you back when I finish meditating. I'm like, yeah, right, you go back to sleep. So now, when she tells me she's meditating, I'm like, go meditate. Here's the thing. There are so many benefits to meditation. And one of them is to bring your body into alignment. I went through the same. There were times when I used to think, I don't know, was I sleeping or was I meditating? And then I start telling myself, oh, I was sleeping. Oh, man, I beat myself up. Until I took a class. And the teacher, Dr. Kofi, he was just amazing. Consciously resting. You know, and I learned, I was reminded of the benefits of meditation. It's not just spiritual thing to just know and understand God. It happens, the benefits are also physical, psychological as well, where for your body, if you have been running around, not being still, just doing one thing after the other, when you meditate, when you get still, your body says, now I can rest. Now I can make up for sleep. So when you fall asleep, it is your body saying, thank you for getting still. Guess what? When you are sleeping, your body is repairing itself. Your body is healing itself. So when you make that conscious choice to be still, what you need at that moment will rise to the top. And in that moment, your body's like, now we can heal. So if you're doing it for the first time, you've always done it, if you've been meditating for a long time, but you never really took a class, but you've always beat yourself up when you go to sleep, stop it. You're giving your body a gift, and your body is giving you a gift. So when your body feels rested, just think about it. When you feel like you've had a good sleep or a power nap and you feel well rested, your mind is sharp. You're creative. So when you fall asleep, it's because your body needs to sleep. Your body's saying, okay. Then there's a health benefit that comes from your body resting. Your mind is clear. When your mind is clear, you can hear clearly. You be in a vibration that you don't even know. People see you. So, but it takes practice. It takes discipline because you're still in the human body. There is nothing that you're dealing with, going through, and growing through that cannot be healed. Know that right now. Let's take a call. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Celeste, my friend, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, and I am enjoying so much today, Aisha. I have something for you. Hi, sister. I have something for you. I'll do this quick. I see your time. 11/25/2011 is my brother's birthday. He transitioned. And so I've been playing with those numbers, and I got them down deep, and it's a very powerful energy for the both of you and everybody going to your retreat. So I wanted to share it quickly for you because I think it'll also help with Mariana's question as well. So with all that said, here's the quick number story for you. That date, the numbers are 2047. It equals 13, which is death, which is about letting go and releasing. It's also the coyote, which is the trickster. The monkey mind plays a lot with the trickster, the coyote. So with that said, 2 is high priestess, which Aisha, you truly are. And two, it's also the hawk, the messenger. And I nickname the day that. So the both of you will be walking into the energy of the sacred messages coming from the divine and the high priestess remembering to listen from her heart. The high priestess also stands for intuition and the Holy Spirit, the feminine aspect of the Holy Spirit. The hawk and the high priestess will step into zero, nothing, the void, infinite possibilities. That's the place of consciousness descending. And that's when we become like a child. Play with your meditation. More answers will come. Then you step into four, which is the emperor. The four reminds us to also be gentle with ourselves, because four is also the deer, and that's a sacred message. So be gentle as you step into your power and step into control of your life. You step into seven, which is a major number that Aisha has mentioned, moving from 100 to 7 within speed earlier, and the retreat starts at 7. This date, the adding it up, ends on 7, which is the chariot, which is about a spiritual Amazon going, stepping into a chariot with no hands. She's being guided by spirit. Powerful energy, also connected to water. You talked about the eclipse. Also connected to Cancer and the mother of the oceans, Yamaja. So when you step into all of that energy, you can let go of what's not serving you. Who do you think you are? Well, seven is also skunk. It's reputation. Once you answer all those questions, you'll know. And that's my gift to you guys. I love you.
Oh, I love you.
Thank you. Love you too, Celeste. Thank you for being in tune, being a high priestess, always listening, being gentle, and sharing your gift. I mean, if you listen to what Celeste is saying, what comes up for me, it's funny actually because I'm trying here to do some things behind the scenes, but what comes up for me is there are no accidents and there are coincidences. Yes, there are coincidences, but what that means is so many things happening at once. When you're in alignment, you get in the flow. If you've ever read the Celestine Prophecy, it talks about coincidences that happen. You meet somebody just like they start telling about, oh, what do you do? And it could be something that you're looking for. Maybe you're looking for someone to work with you on a project, and they give you a card, and it's exactly what you needed because you're in vibrational harmony with the universe. So when we pick dates, when we do things, we think, oh, yeah, that would just be a good time. Oh, yeah, well, you know, people are doing this, people are, yeah, whatever. Intellectually, we classify it, but we are always in alignment with God. We are always in alignment with Source, and we're never, ever not in God because there is no spot where God is not. Go on, Aisha. I know you got some stuff. The high priestess. Go on. Just release. Just share. Get ready to release the show. Oh, go ahead.
Something really that just touched me when she said that was knowing when to listen, which is really, really important. Just being quiet enough to listen. Often we hear things that other people are saying, or that ourselves might even be, our bodies might be trying to tell us, or our subconscious might be trying to tell us, and we don't listen. We'll write it off, we'll blow it off, we'll respond aloofly. We're on auto reply all the time. So another thing that the sound of silence will, this retreat is, I'm hoping to gain from it for everyone, is learning how to listen again and starting with self. You know, everything starts with self anyway. So if you can learn to listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to those little aches and pains that you may have. We so quickly run to medicate things because we don't want to feel anything that's uncomfortable or not what we judge as harmonious, that we numb it before we have a chance to even find out what's going on. And nothing happens by accident, as you were saying. So if your body is telling you something, you have a ache in your leg or your neck or something, take time out to go within your body and ask what's going on. We can do that. We forget that we have that power or never realized it in the first place, but you can go within and ask your body, hey, what's going on? Why is this aching here? What do I need to do? And pay attention to the thoughts that flash into your mind. For me, when experiencing any form of or practicing my psychic ability or just experiencing it, because we all have it, for me that's how it occurs, as a flash in the mind. out of nowhere. I can be in the middle of an activity or doing whatever I'm doing, and an image will just pop up in my mind of a person, of a situation, of circumstances or whatever. And for years, I would just blow that off, just not really pay attention to it, like, oh, that's a coincidence, or that's a coincidence. But when the coincidences continue to occur, they keep occurring, at some point they deserve your attention. And you should pay attention to what they are saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
So I really wanted to just build on that, and we'll work on that some more.
Yes, yes. And I want to in alignment with this conversation about listening and paying attention, one thing that I strongly recommend is Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith's Life Visioning. Live visioning will take you through a process of listening to the voice of God, what is being broadcast. God is always talking, the source, the Christ mind, the creator, whatever name, the no thing and the all thing is always communicating. It talks to you. Your body, when your body's talking to you, is God talking to you. Your emotions is God talking to you. Your feelings is God talking to you. But the question is, do you understand it? Do you know? Are you listening? I was looking for the song Gentle With Myself by Karen Drucker, but I don't have it on my switchboard, so I just have to let it go. I have to just relax and let go and let God love me. Yes, and Mariana wants to know if Celeste is on Facebook. Yes, she is. I just put it on there. I won't put her whole name on radio. But she.
And can I just take a second to acknowledge Celeste? Thank
go
you
ahead.
So much just for your wisdom and for and sharing it just so freely. I'm grateful. I really appreciated that information. It was some, for me, everything significant that happens in my life, 11 and 7. Every address I've lived at has come to 11 or 7. I was born on 11-7-7-7. I mean, it's really significant in my life. So for her to confirmation of what I may have subconsciously known or not, I just wanted to express my gratitude for her wisdom and just for sharing it with everyone. Thank you, Celeste.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed.
And thank you,
Ajay. Oh, you're welcome, my friend. Very welcome. Reminding us that we're always in God. It's the thoughts that we're having about where we are that takes us out of God. But we're not really out of God. We take ourselves out. God is like, I'm right here. We judge what's going on. We think we're supposed to know better. Or stop it. Just shut it all up and go deep down within. Shut it up.
Yeah.
Stop. It's time to release the show. I thank you all, those of you listening on the phone lines, those of you listening via the internet, the silent listeners, those of you who actually registered with Blog Talk Radio but listening as guests, those of you who are listening, going to tell me later you were listening, those of you that don't want me to know you were listening, those of you listening on the archive, everybody, the whole world. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Aisha. Thank you, my friend. And Aisha is also on Facebook. If you're looking for all these folks, just go to my page. Or go to, my page, if you can find me. It's Ademola Anipowuchi. I'm sure you can spell that.
and also, Ajay, is it okay for me to give out the website?
I was actually going to do that. Go for it, yes.
Oh, see, weird sync. The synchronicity is there. So if you want to find more information about me or about the Sound of Silence retreat that's happening this Friday, you can go to www.here2inspire.com. Here to inspire.info, and just click on the events tab, and you'll see all the information there about the retreat, as well as some
and
other
so
retreats.
And so it is.
Thank you again, Ade, for having me.
You're welcome, darling. Well, we're getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Be true to yourself. Relax and let go, Karen Drucker. It's time to step on out to the next assignment. You are loved right where you are. Be true to yourself and be gentle with yourself. No matter what you're going through, no matter what is going on, be gentle with yourself. Relax, let go. Karen Drucker. KarenDrucker.com is our website. Peace and blessings.
Let go, release, and surrender. I relax. Let go, release, and surrender. I relax. Let go, release, and surrender. All is well. All is well.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.